Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sisters United. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about prayer because I am a child of the Most High God, but also how to let go of the things that bind you, the things that have attached themselves to you, the things that have a hold of you that you cannot let go of. How can you get rid of those things, those ties that bind? So when we get back, we're going to talk about it. Welcome to Sisters United. Tonight, we're going to be talking about those things that bind us up. Oh, my goodness. It was hot in here. But I'm excited tonight because a lot of times when I'm teaching, we know we can identify the things that we need to let go. We got to identify the things that have us bound. But how do we get rid of them? How do we? Now, it is some simple things. Some start with just courage. Courage to say, I choose God, I choose myself over this unhealthy situation, over this unhealthy relationship, unhealthy partnership, unhealthy this, that, and the other. But the thing is, knowing, first of all, that it's unhealthy. Because some things that we allow in our lives, we allow them to keep repeating themselves, because we really honestly don't see how they are unhealthy. So it's very important, first of all, that you identify, you know, or understand that they are unhealthy. Okay, y'all, I'm in my crafting room, so y'all gonna see a lot of crafting stuff, but it's okay. So welcome, everybody. Somebody say hello. I see that I have some people on, so make sure that you say hello, how you doing, what's up, had a good day, how did your day go? I know we started off with a little bit of rain, which did not help me sleep well at all. Usually when it rains outside, I sleep very, very well. But for some reason, it didn't work out that way. This morning I got up with a headache, a neck ache, a back ache, a hip ache. I got up aching. And I asked God to, Lord Jesus, be a fence, help me to get up, help this body to come on and snap on into it. And God did just that. Amen. He did just that. And after a couple of hours, of course, and a couple of Tylenol, I was able to move around and get some things done. So I want to say, hey, how are you doing? I'm going to put my phone on do not disturb because a lot of, you know, if you don't, I'm going to have a lot of beeps, bells and whistles going off during this broadcast tonight. Go ahead and share if you're on Facebook, if you're on Twitter, because now I have us on Twitter. If you're in those places, go ahead and share. And if my husband is on here tonight, please bring me my phone out of the other room. Okay. All right. Good plan. So tonight we're gonna talk about how do you let go of something that has been in your life for so long You know it's unhealthy, and you know it's past time for it to go. How do you get rid of that thing? Okay.
Y'all look cross-eyed.
Oh. How do you get rid of that thing? How do you put yourself in a position to be able to let go of the things that bind you, the things that get you tripped up, caught up, set up, messed up? How do you get rid of those? How do you get rid of people? Or let me not say get rid of people, but change up the relationship to in such a way to where it is not abusive. It is not unhealthy. It is not a strain on your mental, physical, and spiritual life. How do you do that? Because a lot of times we can't stay focused enough to develop a habit of rejecting bad, or saying no, or saying I don't want to deal with that anymore. It gets very, very difficult. So how do we develop a habit, or how do we get rid of those things? So tonight I want to just, I'm going to start off with a little prayer. Amen. And believe God to identify the things that's going on with you that has stunted your growth, that has attached itself to you and caused you pain, anguish, grief, caused you to backslide, caused you just to have turmoil in your life. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you come on in. Glory to God. Come on in. Hallelujah. Come on into this broadcast. Hallelujah. Show us the things that are in our heart that bind us up. Show us the things that have spiritually, illegally attached itself to us, Father God, and is causing hindrances in our success, in our vision, in our focus. Father God, show it to us and show us how. Show us how to be delivered, get delivered, stay delivered, that we may do the things that you have called us to do. Amen. Again, welcome tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Of course, this is our Sisters United show. Amen. Hallelujah. But tonight I wanted to do something a little different. If the ladies join me, they'll join on in. But I wanted to talk about those things that bind us up. And first of all, identify it. We talk a lot on this show about different topics and subjects. But if you look back on the show, you should be able to identify some of these things that are happening in your life. Hey, Tiff, you ought to be able to identify things now. Like our last show, we talked about relationships. Our show before that, we talked about attitudes, I believe. But in each show, it should be something that you're able to point out about you or identify with you that could be hindering some things in your life. And Sisters United, I wanted to put Sisters United together for women so that we would have a safe a place where we can say what we want to say and get healed, delivered, get inspired, be provoked to love, provoked to encourage, provoked to empower one another as women. But one of the things that we need to talk about more is the things that attach themselves to us and that drain us of our peace, of our happiness, of our joy, of our productivity. We need to know what those things are. And for instance, if you have a hard time in relationship, what is the root of that? What is the root of, because you have to know if you go from relationship to relationship that the common denominator in those relationships are you. Not saying that the person didn't have something to do with breaking up, but what is it that you contributed to that relationship that is reoccurring in every relationship that you get in? You know, and you have to be honest with yourself. I'm one of those people that always say, take responsibility, And the reason I say that is because a lot of the situations, even trials and tribulations that I've went through, I was able to go through them and still have peace of mind because I take responsibility for my part in whatever happened in that situation. That way, when I come out of it, I don't still have bitterness. I don't still have a hard heart. I'm not walking around broken. Because when you're broken, when you are not healed, you tend to hurt other people. You tend to try to break other people. It's not something that you do intentionally. But let's be honest, when we go through things, we pick up things. We pick up things. And we have to be able to say, hey, I don't want this to travel to my next relationship. I don't want this to travel with me to my next business venture. I don't want this to travel with me to my next friendship. I want to make sure that I am healthy, that I am free, that I am all that I can be in my life. That's success. You know, some people measure success by what you have, what you possess. But really, success is within you. How are you happy? Are you at peace? Are you whole? You know, because sometimes when you are not, amen. A lot of times when you are not whole or healed, when you get involved with something else, the paranoia is with it. Just you're never content. You're never satisfied. So it has to be some healing that has to take place when you get out of stuff. When you get out of stuff. Because if you don't heal from that, then you attract stuff. And it brings you to the place that we're going to talk about tonight, which is how do I get rid of it? How do I clean out my attic? How do I clean out the basement? How do I clean out the closet, right? How do I do this? You guess what? You have to sit down and you have to write down the things. See, we don't, in this day and time, we're so busy. Everybody's so busy. I told myself that I was so busy, so busy, so busy that when chaos hit or things began to break down, I didn't even have enough energy to sit down and deal with what was going on. Forget about it. Let's move on. God got it. Move to the next thing. But the truth of the matter is, truth of the matter is, you have to deal with life. You got to slow down. If you have suffered a heartbreak, you have to slow down and you have to talk through that heartbreak. You have to talk through that trauma. You have to talk through it. You have to write it down. You have to pray. And you have to make sure it's all out of your system. What is better out than in? So what I mean by that is you have to journal. If you're not a journaling person, then you need to go walk it. You need to find some type of way to get whatever's going on in the inside of you out. Because the longer it stays here, on your chest, in your heart, on your mind, it messes with your focus. It messes with the vision. It messes with everything that you do. And it makes it hard for you to see clearly. So it's very, very important that you take the time to deal with things that are going on in your life at the present moment. As you go, okay, I went through a breakup. It's not good to go through a breakup and just jump back into something. Right then, you got to deal with that luggage and baggage and stuff that came along with it, the drama. People think that the relationship is over when you say, I'm through, and you kick them out or they kick you out or whatever. But in actuality, it's long from over until you sit down and process what you just went through, right? And what you picked up, because whether we want to believe it or not, relationships changes. Relationships add stuff to us. Relationship takes stuff from us. So when you get out of a relationship, a partnership, a friendship, a business, whatever it is, you got to sit down and you got to reevaluate and you got to sift through stuff so that you can see clearly, you can hear clearly, you can move without a problem. Amen. You have to do the work. We always just want to, let me just get out, let me, because I'm ready to move on. But you haven't dealt with the brokenness. Brokenness will have you broke up for a long time until you deal with it. Until you sit down and say, okay, I am, hello, look, for me, example, hello, my name is Queenie, and I am broken. Hello, my name is Queenie, and I am mad. I am bitter. I gave up so much in that relationship, and I am disappointed. Truth is one of the biggest routes to healing. Truth is one of the biggest routes to deliverance. When, like I say, take responsibility. When you're able to say, I feel like this. Hi, I am sad. I am lonely. I am depressed. I am this. God can meet you right there. He said we worship him in spirit and in truth. We love to get in the spirit, but we have a hard time with telling the truth. Oh, ain't nothing bothering me. Oh, I'm stronger. Oh, I'm stronger than I ever been. Oh, I'm better than, but let's be real, ladies. Sometimes we are broken, tired. We are fed up, and that's where we are. So when we run into people while we're in our brokenness and being fed up, guess what? They about to get the business, honey. They about to run into whatever storm we just came out of, which is not fair. That's why I say, after you come out of something, you need to heal. You know, you need to be able to say, hey, man, look, I let this person take me. See how I said that? I let this person take me on this roller coaster ride. Now I'm off of it and I can see the damage that it caused my children. I can see the damage that it caused my family, my finances. Women, when we get out of stuff, come on. I know somebody have been there when the wreckage show up. When folks start telling you, yeah, when you was with so-and-so, you was mean. Yeah, you just ain't, you know what I'm saying? So it's very important that you heal. It's very important that you have a candid conversation with yourself. Sometimes you got to go find the pastor and sit down and say, Pastor, I was in that relationship, and let me tell you, I was this, and it, because pastor not supposed to tell nobody. Or find you somebody that you know is a lockbox. Come on. Me and my children used to call it the vault. Find somebody you know that's a vault that you can tell everything to, because it's what? Better out than in. It's better that you get rid of what's sitting on the inside of your chest than letting it stay there and developing into a stroke, developing into a panic attack, developing into a come on, falling out. I had a breakdown and all this kind of stuff. It's better out than in. It's better to have the conversation. I tell women all the time, cry. Cry. It's never good to hold stuff in. It's never good to say, oh, I'm strong. I'm a strong Black woman. I'm strong. Okay, amen. But you got to cry. You need to cry sometimes. You need to listen. Let me tell y'all something. Sometimes I go into prayer and I lay out and don't pray nothing because I'm boohooing like a baby. And that's me communing with God, leaving it all before him, because I don't want to walk out my life broken. I don't want to walk out my life so full of anger, so full of just mad. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. I was so mad at one point in my life. I was so mad, snapping, you know, just I sat down and I evaluated. I said, Lord, I want to know why I'm mad. I want to know why I'm so touchy and so upset. And when I sat down and became honest with myself, God began to show me different things. He said, see right here is where you compromise. You should, you know, you instead of you doing it the way I told you to do it, you did it the way you wanted to do it. Right here, you knew you to come on. And when I began to take responsibility, come on, amen. It's like a release happened. I began to pray. I began to cry. I began to ask God for forgiveness for the times that I should have stood my ground, but I compromised, for the times that I let a person take me on a ride when you know what I'm saying, when I knew I shouldn't even been there. Come on. That's where healing starts. It starts right in here in the truth. That's why different things when they manifest in your life, be honest. Where did it come from? Why are you upset? Why are you touchy? Why, another thing, why do you look at other people and I don't know what it is about her. You know what it is. You may be jealous of her life. You may be jealous of the fact that she got up and ran after her dreams and you still in a struggle, you think. We have to be honest about where we are. When you don't be honest about where you are, you can't go higher. The enemy will make you think you're going higher. But listen, as you think you're going higher, the same attitude's gonna pop up, the same discontentment's gonna pop up, the same feeling of loneliness is gonna pop up. I don't care how many houses you get, how many cars you get, how many outfits you buy when you're on your shopping spree. Because some of y'all shop to keep from dealing with your emotions. Some of us shop to keep from dealing with our emotions. It's so important to make sure we deal with how we are feeling. Then we get so upset because other people don't want to hear it. They don't want to listen to it. Well, you got to think about it. Everybody going through something. Everybody going through something. Everybody dealing with something. So how do you deal with your stuff? That means it's time to put your big girl panties on. Come on, your big girl heels on. And say, let me deal with my stuff. Let me deal with my stuff. Sometimes my husband be like, what you so mad for? And I tell him, oh, it ain't got nothing to do with you. Got nothing to do with you. You know, he probably did something to trigger a memory of something somebody did to me. And baby, I be sitting there like, I know. Oh, no, the devil is, and he be like, what I do? It wasn't that he did. It was the fact that it triggered something. And God showed me, okay, that right there, that area right there, you need to get delivered from. I'm here to deliver you from that. Yes. Yes. So we attract. Now let's go to the next part. Okay. So when we don't heal, this is a tough one for a lot of us to deal with. When we don't heal, guess what happened? We attract what we're going through. We attract how we feel. We attract that. Why is crazy people always around me? why did I have to go through that again? And you don't realize that just because you're not saying something out loud, whatever is in you, it's still like it's attracting. It's attracting bad behavior. It's attracting mess and gossip. It's attracting unhappy people. It's attracting. But because you have to identify what that thing is. But like I say, it will hinder everything in your life. You could be working on a business deal and somebody come in and they talk and they sound like somebody. They sound like a familiar, that familiar spirit. And then there you go on this whole little emotional roller coaster in your mind. That's what it does to us. Take takes us on a whole roller coaster ride, and we sitting there saying, I don't know how I got there, or why do I think this way? Why do I think this way? Tiffany gave a comment and say, so true. You can't keep dating the same, doing the same things over and over in a relationship. I took out time for me, and now I have a very good relationship. Amen. That's my point. You have to take out time for you. So many people in a rush. Oh, I better hurry up. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do that. Look. Oh, he interested in me. He told me I better say something right now. I got to give him a decision now. No, you don't. Wait. Finish the work that you're doing with yourself. It's a lot of things in your life that you've been wanting to do. Besides get a husband, besides get a man, besides friends and all this stuff. Pursue your career. Pursue happiness within yourself. My husband tell me all the time, I can't make you happy. I ain't responsible for your happiness and all this kind of stuff. Okay, Brother Daniels. Okay, so now I'm on like a journey with myself to stay happy. To find out what's the key to my happiness. Come on. God give me joy. But I'm talking about this life. What makes me happy? What makes me feel like myself? Because like I said earlier, when you go through all of this stuff in life, and I'm going to call it what it is, garbage that you go through, you pick up stuff. There's no way to walk through garbage and not come out with a smell, okay? You gonna come out with something. Something stuck to your shoe, something on your shirt, something rubbed against your clothes. You gonna come out. Once you walk through a bunch of junk, you're gonna come out with some scars. What do you do with it? You get clean. How do you get clean? You gotta now detox from these things. How do you detox? You got to get in your word. You got to find yourself back to yourself. Come on. You got to go. You got to meditate. You got to go walking now. You got to have time alone by yourself. Like Tiff said, you got to get by yourself. You got to learn to love you again. You got to learn to be a single person again. You got to learn what is beautiful about you. And I'm going to say it. What did God create you for? What did God create you for? All of this is a part of healing. All of this is a part of healing brokenness. All of it. Hallelujah. So, Now that we have identified, okay, I'm broken. I need to focus on me. What do I do next? What do I do next? First of all, you can sit down. You can take a journal. You can get you a date book, a planner, and you can start. You can start organizing your days and your. Because I'm gonna tell you something. When you've gotten out of the habit of caring and loving you and taking care of you, you now have to get develop a routine, discipline yourself and for self-care. We talked about it on another show. You got to now bring your focus back into you because your focus was always on family, always on children, always on your man, and always on, come on. So now to bring that back into you, you have to discipline yourself. The best way to do that is to get you a planner or a notebook and get one, y'all. Don't let me tell y'all something. I got me some planners. Boy, I was like, oh, that's cute, that's cute, that's cute. I had five planners, y'all, and nothing was written in them. And then when I start writing in them, I lose that one, find the other one. Look, get one planner, okay? Start writing down what your days look like. Put put a calendar up in your house so that you can keep up with yourself. This is my day that I do this. This is my day that I do this. And put you first. Let me tell y'all about selfish people. Like I was telling you about unhealthy people in your life. Selfish people that will come in and that will, they don't care nothing about your plan, your schedule. Everything is all about them. Do it. I ask you to do it. When you going to do it? Why you won't do it? And before you know it, you are off your pattern again and you're back into giving so much of yourself that you don't have time for you. Get you a calendar. Put things on a schedule. Let me tell y'all, it's been the hardest thing for me to do. It's been the hardest thing. But I'm slowly but surely getting it together because it's very, very helpful. It's very helpful to have that planner, to open up that planner, right? You drinking that coffee in the morning, open up that planner. What did I say I was doing today? And making sure you do it. Make sure you do it. I'm telling you. Because one slight variation from that plan, and boom, you're out there, you're not focused, you're off track, and it's hard to get back on track. Why is this necessary in healing? This is necessary in healing because it's training you to come out of old patterns and get into a new one. It's training you how to come out of old dysfunctional patterns and training you to take care of you. I always tell people, how can you take care of others if you're not here to take care of? So you have to take care of you. It's important. It's important. And make sure you surround yourself by people that understand that it's important. It's important that mama go and do what she needs to do. It's important that mama go and spend some time by herself. It's important that she go on her walk in the morning. Listen, I'm telling you, get people in your life make sure people understand that you have a life. You have a life. You're trying to get through. You're trying to get over what you just went through. You're trying to get a new life. Come on. You're trying to get new routines. You're trying to figure out what you love. Redevelop a passion for the things that used to make you happy. Come on. So you need time for that. And you need for people to respect that. That's right. You need people to respect it. So that's so get you a journal. Get you a journal. If you don't want to do a calendar, get you a journal. Because sometimes people don't want to keep up with a calendar. They're just bad with it. That's fine. Get you a journal. And at night or in the middle of the day when you find yourself with nothing to do, pull out that journal. When you feel frustrated, pull out that journal and start writing them thoughts down. Listen, it doesn't matter if they make sense or if it's in a beautiful, elegant poem or essay. We're not, no. This is where you write down, hey, oh, they get on my nerves. Oh, Lord, I went to, look, Jesus, it's where you write all your personal stuff down. That's yours. But again, back to what I said, it's better what? Out than in. Things will be going on in here. On paper, they might look confusing to other people. But it's not other people's business what's in your journal. Your journal's just, oh, Lord, these people, And by the time you write till you just run out of words to write, boom, journal time over. You feel lifted. You can go get you something to eat, because it's better what? Out than in. So the best thing to do is do what you got to do to get that out your system. Sometimes people go walking. Hey, y'all, I'm out. They just go walk down the block. Turn the corner, walk back up, come back in the house. That's your personal time. That's your personal time. That's another way. Start walking. Just get up. And look, it ain't as hard as you think it is. The enemy likes to make you think it's hard. It's not. If you can sit and watch a 2-hour movie, you can get up and you can just walk out the house. And you don't have to do speed walking. You don't have to go buy, you know how people, I'm going to go walking. So they go to the store, buy them some tights, buy them some tennis shoes, buy them a t-shirt for walking, buy them a little armband they can slip their phone in. Then they get home and never go walking. So don't do all of that. Just get up, you know, get up and just go out the door and just go walk. Sometimes you need to just, if you in your car, some of y'all got all kinds of, all sorts of things that you be running errands for people. Well, while you in the car, just take a detour and go to the park. Take a detour and go to Herman Park if you're in Houston. Take a detour and go, just go somewhere where you can sit, even if it's just sit in the car with the AC blowing and it's just you. Keep your journal in your purse and sit there and write out. God will give you vision. God will give you, he'll reveal stuff to you. He'll tell you this right here, don't do it no more. This right here, do more of this. Then he'll give you a whole plan. But you got to make time and space for that. So it, walking, journaling, get your agenda book or whatever they call it. What else? She'll find you some friends and go work out. Get you a $10 membership. In Houston, they got parks. They got free gyms. Go there and just get on the treadmill. You don't have to know how to use all that extra equipment they have in there. Just go to one of these free gyms, spray it all down, you know, disinfect it because COVID is real, and get on the treadmill and handle your business. Just stay there and walk. Just be on the treadmill. Put you some good music on and just go for it. I've been searching for you. Just be on the treadmill, minding your business. Then this is what you tell yourself. That I'm gonna do this today. Then the next day, tell yourself that again. Come on, work. I'm gonna go to the gym again. Take it one day at a time. When you try to do it, I'm this month, I'm doing this. You're not gonna stay faithful. So tell yourself, take it one day at a time. Change happens, but take it one day at a time. And it's hard for us women that multitask and have and used to having children and used to having folk we got to usher around everywhere. It's hard for us to take it one day at a time, but you can. You can get up and you can say, Lord, thank you for today. Lord, I'm going to do things different today. Lord, I'm going to do one thing that I love today. Then the next day you get up, Lord, I'm going to do a different thing that I love to do today. Lord, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get me some ice cream. Lord, I'm going to go and you got to start training yourself. Come on, to do something different. Uh-oh, Tiff coming to get a drawing lesson. Okay, girl, you're going to be right up here in this crafting room, and we're going to be sitting up in here, girl, drawing. That's right. Get you a drawing lesson. Get out the house. Do something that you want to do. Do something that you want to do. People be looking at me all the time, this lady doing something else, because I'm on a journey. This is my journey. I don't care what you got to say about my journey. This is my journey. I am drawing. I show you, I'm painting. I had never painted anything ever in my life. And my husband I was like, baby, I want to paint. He went out and bought paint, easels, canvases, and baby, and I got to paint and blew my own mind because I didn't know I could paint. Yeah, I didn't know I could paint. Then I told him I'm painting bottles. So I got bottles, beautiful bottles and all stuff. You don't know what you can do. But that's because your mind is so cluttered with all kinds of other stuff. But it's so many ways to get free from or to heal. It's so many therapeutic things that you can do. Make jewelry. Even while you're sitting in front of the TV and stuff that you can be doing. You can be making jewelry. You can be doodling and sketching. You can, it's all kinds of stuff you can do. Oh, Tiff. See, Tiff found hers. Tiff said she didn't know she could make pillows. Baby can make pillows. I saw them pillows. I'm trying to get me some. Give me some. Texan Steelers. She got all kinds of pillows. Oh, I rhyme right there. Anyway. But these are therapeutic things. Another thing you can do, go to YouTube. Baby, listen. Go to YouTube. Watch YouTube. Learn a new skill. Learn how to knit. Learn how to crochet. Learn how to whatever. Just YouTube got everything. Just sit there and learn. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all something. Some things I needed to know how to do the correct way. I went to YouTube and watched 100 videos. Every day, just YouTube was up playing on a screen somewhere. YouTube was up. Because it's just, if you can find ways to clear your mind. You can find ways to align yourself. You can do that. You know, it doesn't matter what other people think of you and, oh, you're going to always go back and you're going to always be, hey, forget what people got to say. This ain't about them. You got one life. You got one life to live. And you don't want to live it broken, sad, negative. You don't want to live it like that. You want to live. Look, I always tell people, I'm going to wear this life out. Like this shirt I got on. I made that shirt. But you got to get into a place where you're saying to yourself, I'm finna see what I can do. I'm not going to stay in this broken place. I'm going to heal. Sometimes somebody needs yoga. Somebody needs, come on. I'm just saying. There's many things you can do. Now, Brokenness, when you're broken, and let me tell y'all something, it's not easy. It's not easy to come out of brokenness because so many insecurities come with brokenness. A person that you love, gave your all to, which you shouldn't have gave your all to, but you did. And then they're rejecting you or you know, you're in a different place. It's not easy because your mind, again, has to be renewed and reconditioned. You're going to do that through the word of God. You get in the word of God. Look, I always got studies and all kinds of stuff. You get into the word of God. The word of God begin to work on your thought process, how you feel about yourself, who God made you to be, how God sees you, and listening to his word. Let me tell y'all something. I wasn't one that loved to love, you know, just love to read. I wasn't. So my mama bought me the Bible on CD back in the day, right? She was like, baby, here. She bought me the Bible on CD. So I just would put it in the morning when I get up to fix breakfast for the kids. I put it in and I just listen to the word. And then, you know, kids come in from school. Y'all do y'all homework. While they doing their homework, I put it on. I go to the book of Mark. Listen to the book of Mark, you know, listen to Proverbs, learn about wisdom. It's always a way to get information you need that helps you to be a better you, that helps you to be a better you, because that's what's most important. Do we have any comments tonight? Tiffany is lighting it up, girl. Tiffany started making pillows, like I was talking about her earlier, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And then she, you know, her comments, you know, about when you're coming out of a relationship, you have to get your priorities together. Because I see one of her comments. You have to get your priorities together. You have to, in this life, when I was talking about focus and when I was talking about staying on track, prioritizing is very important as well. That's why I'm saying you got to make yourself a priority. Yeah, it's not, it's hard work. You never change who you are for no one. You have to love yourself no matter what. And let me tell y'all something. This crooked world, hey man, if you listen to, if you take in or accept everything that people say about you, you're going to be crazy. You're going to be crazy. So forget about what everybody has to say about you. Block it out. Pray and ask Jesus to put a spiritual block on your something. Over your mind so that negative thoughts can't get in. Do what you got to do. But make sure that you understand that what God says about you is what's most important. I have enjoyed myself on the show tonight. I guess I'm cut off a little early. Tiff, you already know, girl. All you got to do is let me know you coming over, girl. And we're going to set you up a place in here. And get you and get you to learning how to draw, girl. That's what we're gonna do. I love you all. I thank everybody for tuning in with me tonight. All Sisters United. Be with me next Wednesday. Or be with me tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is Bible study. I'm gonna be sharing a good word. Matter of fact, I'm gonna be talking about developing a prayer list. Okay, developing a prayer list. Amen. And so I don't want you to miss it. Okay, I love y'all. Stay blessed. Keep your head up. And you can come out of brokenness. Let me see who else this is. All right, Tim. You can come out of brokenness. It ain't hard. I mean, it is hard. It's hard work. But God is able. God bless.